Yeah, so
over, you know, you gotta,
yeah. Right. Yeah. So we all talk about Lag BaOmer and parties and baseball and barbecues and bonfires and stuff like that. And no one really has any clue it's flying, basically. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And so I want to explain a little bit a Lag BaOmer. Now, the world of the unknown has taken over on Lag BaOmer, right? But I want to show how in the this is the Lag BaOmer for Kolo people. Okay, we're gonna explain a different perspective on the whole Indian of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, the whole idea of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the whole Indian of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What is the level of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? But first, I want to explain that we know that the Lag BaOmer as a day of Simcha is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a day that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, as we don't say Tachanun. And for whatever reason, it says it's the yard site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. All right. Now, the Chasam Sofer writes a very, very scathing letter against those who made Lag BaOmer into a day of like bonfires and burning clothing. The bonfire started because they used to burn the clothing. Why did they burn the clothing? Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the cave with no clothing. So you take clothing, you burn it, and then Chasam Sofer says it's Maltashchis, and what are you doing? Back and forth, Machloikis from generations, right? It's not new stuff. But the Chasam Sofer suggests a whole different shot in the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. And we would have to explain what he's saying. He says that if you make the calculation according to the Chumash, when the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, right in these days, we just left Mitzrayim. So they left Mitzrayim. It said that they had basically they were able to eat from the food that they had bringing the Mitzrayim for about a month. Now he makes a cheshbon that the mon started falling on Lag BaOmer. The first day that the mon fell in the midbar was Lag BaOmer. That is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. That's some Sofer's interpretation. The question I would have is, so what is the connection between that and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Because the man fell. But the Poskim say it's because it's the art site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So like, is there a connection there? The Aruch HaShulchan says that it was the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai left the cave. So again, I mean, what's the shaykhis over there? So what I want to explain is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents a philosophy of living which is very unique. He represents something which is a very unique way of living life. Okay? And the idea is that this is supposed to remind us of the real way to live life is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's philosophy. And that is the real way to live life. And that's basically the theory that we're going with. Okay? So, let's learn the Gemara. This is a Gemara. It could be a famous Gemara, but maybe we'll try to learn it a little bit more in depth. Tanu Rabbanan, there's a Gemara of Asafta de Ganecha. There's a mitzvah in the Chumash. Go collect your grain. Now, this is better known as the mitzvah of making parnasa. You have an obligation to make parnasa. Ma Talmud Loimar, why does it have to tell me to go collect your grain? I would have known to go collect my grain anyway. I don't need you to tell me that. So, Lefi Shenema, because there's a contradictory pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Azemi Picha. It says that you're not allowed to stop learning. Yachol, you would think, Dvarim Kichstavan. That the words are the way literal. Do not stop learning. So if you don't stop learning, you don't have time to go collect your grain. So there's a contradictory. There's a contradiction in the psukim. Are you allowed to stop working to make your parnasa? Talmud Loimar. That's the Gemara's question, essentially, right? So Talmud Loimar, Vasafta de Ganecha, Haneg Bahen Minag Deheretz Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Yishmael says that's the point of Asafta Deganecha. Asafta Deganecha tells me that you are permitted to stop learning to go make your parnas. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? Sounds pretty reasonable. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Oimer. What is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion on this question? No. How could the Torah promote going into the fields and being busy with the fields? Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shas Charisha. You're going to plow at the time of plowing. Zereah B'Shas Ria. Kaitzer B'Shas Ktsira. V'dosh B'Shas Disha. There's something always to do. V'Zoreh B'Shas Ruach. Torah Matiela, what's going to be with your learning? Ella, no. Bisman, she shall oyster and turn a shalmakom when you're doing the right thing. Malachta nasa sadeacher. Other people will do your work for you. Shenemar, v'omdu zarim v'zaru tanach. The zarim, the foreign people will do your work. Bisman, she ain't Yisrael oyster and turn a shalmakom. But when we're not doing the right thing, then malachta nasa sadeatzma. That's when you have to work yourself. Shenemar v'asafta deganecha. So according to Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai takes the contradiction differently and resolves it, unlike Rabbi Yishmael. He resolves it by saying the ikar is lo yomish. The ikar is continue learning. So listen, sometimes life is going to be that you're not doing the right thing, and you're going to have to do it yourself. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's reading of the psukim. Now the Gemara says, you're going to have to work for other people, etc. Now, if you go, I don't know where what's the next word? Where did I get up to? You're going to have to even be hired out to other people. How do we paskin? It's a very fundamental machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So how do we paskin? A lot of people tried Rabbi Shmuel's method, and it worked. They ended up having parnos and they had Torah. It worked. But many people tried Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's method, and it didn't work. That's the Gemara ends off. So the Gemara ends off that seemingly the halacha is like Rav Shmuel, because that works. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's method does not work. That's essentially what the Gemara says. Says a lot of people. The primary one is the Vilna Gaon. Yeah, we got our Vilna Gaon in for the night. The primary one is the Vilna Gaon. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon. Rav Chaim Volozhiner mentions it, and it may be even the Maharsha over here. But says the Vilna Gaon, read the Gemara again. It doesn't say we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. It says harbe asu for the hamonam, for everybody. It's not a way of life to do Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But there are individual people that are allowed and permitted to lift themselves up and be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's method. It is permissible that for the harbe, for many people, for the hamonam, it's not the right way to go. But there are minimal amount of people that are permitted to live according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay? It depends on the case. It depends against who he's arguing. No, the regular Rav Shimon in the Gemara is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There's, in fact, a whole theory out there. There's someone called the Yanuka. He knows the whole Torah, whatever. And so he gave a whole shiur once, going through the entire Shas. I'm trying to make a theory, all the places that he's called Rabbi Shimon versus all the places that he's called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and why in those places he's called Rabbi Shimon and in this place he's called Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because it is a little random. And I think the theory was that Rav Shimon was before he went into the cave, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai are all the halachas that he said after he came out of the cave. But okay, whatever.
He was pulled back to go in the cave
for another 12 years until he came out again. He kept on burning people. Yeah.
So Hashem said,
back in. Right, you're not ready yet.
Right.
So,
how does he explain the curse, right? So how would Rishi explain that?
Okay, very good.
Everyone's allowed to just sit and learn all day.
Okay.
Your world will be done for you, presumably by non-Jews, because everybody's learning, right?
Yeah.
So the curse of Muhammad just applies to the boy and that, not to you.
Well, okay, so
and you see that from the stupid.
Okay, that feeds straight into my point a little bit. So that's a great question. So, what? No, it is a good question. And, like this. There's another Gemara. The theory that we're going to, the theory here is going to be that there is a very peculiar statement in the tefillah that we say, Bar Yochai. You guys sing it more often than
that.
So there's one of the statements there. This is written by one of the Talmidim of the Arizal. It's not, you know, Yaakov Shweki. It's Kabbalah. It's very important tefillah. Anyway, so it says over there. Let's see if it's printed. I don't know. Is it printed in the Siddur anywhere? Spartak will be all over the place. Yeah, I don't know where it would be here. Maybe in the Friday night. What?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So one of the statements here is Bar Yochai. An unbelievable statement. What it says here. It says here. Bar Yochai ulesdei tapuchim alita lelakot b'merkachim. These are Kabbalistic topics. So Torah b'tzitzim rachim, and then it says Naaseh Adam ne'amar bavurecha. Naaseh Adam ne'amar bavurecha. So what does it mean? Naaseh Adam ne'amar bavurecha. What does that mean? It means the statement of Hashem when He said, "Let us make man," was said about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That means Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the human being that Hashem had in mind when He created mankind. That's what it says here. Pretty, it's a strong statement, but that's what it's saying here. Nase Adam ne'amar ba'avurecha. So I was at a shir of the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucha Moshe, and he asked, like, Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, Avram Avinu, I don't know. Who? Usher?
He would not be the ideal human being.
Okay, so we're saying that he is here. So this gets back to your question, okay? There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, you don't have it there. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that it says like this. It says Tanya, I'm saying like literally yell over here. Tanya Shimon ben Elazar Omer. The end of Kiddushin. Miyamai lo ra'iti tzvi kayatz v'ari sabo. I never saw a tzvi being hired out to sew a garment for someone else. I never found a lion carrying a load as a paid, you know. V'shual chenvani, I never saw a shual, a fox, having to sell stuff to make parnasa. Why doesn't every animal starve to death? Because they don't have any parnasa. Right? They get it somehow, right? V'heim mit parnasin shelo b'tzar, and they get their food. V'heim, and animals. V'heim lo nivru'u ela l'shamsheni, and they were created to worship, to serve me. So I'm the master. And yet, v'ani nivreiti l'shameshet koni, ma elu shelo nivru elo l'shamsheni mitparnasim shelo b'tzar. If they get their parnasa get brought to them, essentially it's there for them, for their taking, why isn't it like that for me? V'ani shenivrati l'shameshet koni, I was created to be a servant of you, eno dinshet parnasim shelo b'tzar, why shouldn't I get my money for free? Ela shahari oti et ma'asai, because I didn't do what I was supposed to. V'kapachti et parnasati, and that's why I was taken away. So that means that the Gemara is really telling us that that was not the ideal situation. The ideal situation should be, theoretically, that we are raised above that and it's brought to us from Hashem. Why? Makes a lot of sense. If you have an employee, right? Imagine you have an employee, and the goal is that he's a salesman. Go get me clients. Okay. Now you see him half the day. He's sitting there selling, selling seltzer on the street. Buddy, what's going on? Oh, I got to pay for my gas to go find the clients. I'll pay for your gas. It's stupid. I hired you to go get me people, but you're spending your whole day to fill up your car with gas. I'll pay your gas and go get me the client. So Hashem put us in this world to do mitzvot. Oh no, but you have to eat. Give me the food. I'll do what you want me to. The whole system doesn't make sense. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's why, that's not the concept of creation. The concept of creation should be, we're here, Hashem fully provides, that's the way the world is, and now it's up to us to go do our job. Right? That's how it was. That was the concept, right? But the world became more complicated, like you said, right away, right? So here's the question. Here's the question. Seemingly, Rav Shimon bar Yochai's theory is that a person is able to go back to the original situation of the way man was meant to be. And a person that puts themselves in that situation can reconnect to that way the world's meant to be. That's the concept. So you're asking, how could Rav Shimon bar Yochai say, you'll get the money? Well, that is exactly the whole point. The whole point is, I can still stand up and work. So, the answer is, that is the whole point. The point is that Rav Shimon bar Yochai's level, we're discussing the level of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai's level was that he's able to connect to the real purpose of creation. The way man should be. The way man should be is totally focused on their spiritual needs and the goals and the mission that Hashem put him on the world, and then Hashem will provide for it. I gave an example. I said, just to say, as a good example. I gave an example. You hire a sales guy. Go get me clients. Okay? So then you expect him to bring you clients, and you go, and you find him on the street corner. What do you do on the street corner? Selling tchotchkes. What are you doing? You're supposed to be out there. He's like, no, but I have to make money to fill up gas, because I don't have gas in my car to go get your clients. So what do you tell him? The gas is on me. The gas is on me. Right? So if Hashem wants us, go do my mitzvahs. So we say, well, wait, I need to eat. Well, Hashem's going to, it's on the company card. Right? It should be on the company card. Go get yourself lunch, and I'll give you stuff. Right? And that's the way the world was meant to be. That we should be able to be focused. But we messed up, and that's why the world's not like that. So now, here's the idea. The idea is, harbe asu ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does not work. This is not the theory of how the world is meant to be. So you can't run a world this way, because that's against what the world is meant to be today. But if a person is able to plug into what the world was meant to be, that is the darga of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Okay? And that's why Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds a person could literally lift themselves up. But don't walk away from this chair saying, hey, that's great, I'll quit my job and go to Kol all day. Why? Because you got to be willing to live like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Live 12 years on carrots. know what I'm saying? If you expect to get a delivery of sushi and shalot every night, it's not going to work. You want to do Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's method, you got to be living like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's lifestyle. Right? It's not so easy. And then you have your problem, which is, once he came back into the world, is that really, the world can't sustain that. So you need a further practice. But this is the level that we're talking. This is a Shimon Bar Yochai's level. Okay? And that's why he argues with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says the method is do your panasa and learn. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that no. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that's not what mankind is meant to be doing. You don't sell your tchotchkes on the corner all day. Go get me sales. Go do. And therefore, a person can and should lift themselves up over, and reach that level. Now, let's go take it a step further. Okay? There's other proof to this. It says that
the implication is that if you had your food taken care of, you would be sitting and learning away. That's the implication. That's the only reason I'm not sitting and learning away is because you have to work.
Well,
in other words, those people did not create your job. Right? Those are part of the plan, right?
Well, that's also part of it, I guess.
So yeah. Not like the employee with the clients. The employee also has an evil information, even if you have the guests. You're not going to even try and like, instead do something different.
Okay. Obviously, you have here. That goes into free will. That goes into free will. That doesn't go into the system and the way the world is. The system should be: you have the choice if you want to learn all day, and now it's up to you. But now we don't even have the choice. We don't have the choice. We don't live a lifestyle that we even have the choice. So it's not about just bechira. You're describing a question of bechira, free will, free choice. But we're way before that, because we're given a scenario that this is how we have to.
Questioning the assumption. The original plan was that your food should be taken care of. Agreed. Clearly.
And the purpose of that would have been so that you can be engaged and plugged into spirituality the whole day.
And still have to battle with your internal.
Yeah. Right.
That was part of the original.
Yeah, yeah. But now it would be.
If your job, your internal would become. Wicked, deep, oh, I don't know. Can some say that the Chachamim is literally being bigger than simple people? So
yeah.
I would imagine that it would weaken because of larger blocks.
Yeah, it would weaken and you would end up being able to focus completely. Now, let's go to the Vilna Gaon's interpretation of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Says the Vilna Gaon, Harbe asu ke Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo al tabayadam. It did not work. It didn't work. Says the Vilna Gaon, but there are those that could. That means, theoretically, there are those that could plug in to the level of Shimon Bar Yochai. So this is a famous Rambam, but let's read it inside because we'll see the language. It's like so beautiful once you have this, the language of this Rambam. Okay, it's a famous Rambam, it's a well-known Rambam. Well, let's read it inside. The Rambam says that it was the obligation of the tribe of, it was the obligation of the Jewish people to support Shevet Levi. Right? Says the Rambam. It was this obligation of the... Yes. The Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. It's not really just about Levi. Ela Ko'ish V'ish. Any person. Mikol ba'e olam, from anybody, asher nadva rucho oto, that, you see where it is in the bottom of it? Asher nadva rucho oto, that his spirit uplifts him, ve'hevino mada'o, and his intellect gave him to understand, lihi badel, to separate himself, la'amod lifnei Hashem, l'sharto, to dedicate himself to the service of Hashem, lo'avdo l'da'at Hashem. Now look at the next words. V'halach yashar kmo sha'asa'u elokim. Well, that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. He stayed true to the original plan of Hashem. No one knows what those words of the Rambam means. I'm saying that's what it means. Saying he stayed true to the original plan of Hashem. Uparak me'al tzavaro ol ha'cheshbonot ha'rabim Hashem b'kshu b'nei Adam, and he does not get involved with what everyone else does. Harezi nitkadesh kodesh kodoshim, and he is on a high level. Vayi Hashem chelko, etc. And he's permitted to do this, and that was the concept of Levi or anyone that separates himself. Now, the Rambam is pretty clear that where does this concept come from? We hold like Rabbi Yishmael. We cannot do this. The answer is no, but there was an original plan. Okay, and this is what's very important. Hashem had an original plan, okay? When Hashem is not like us, you know, well, the architect made a plan, I don't like it, let's go to plan two. Yes, yes. Apparently, according to this theory, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's chidush is that there's room, that original plan still exists. You could still theoretically plug into that original example. Only as Yachid.
He didn't have the Yetzer Hara when he was created, right? When he ate from the tree, that's what that began. Was eating from the tree part of the original plan? So you, how do you go back to the original plan if it's already in your DNA that you inherited? You have the Yetzer
Hara. Well, I'm saying you solve the Yetzer Hara, but you don't have the need, the physical needs that Hashem made us have. You don't have the b'zeat ha'pechat tochalecha part. That part is taken care of, according to this. That much you have.
The premise that I can connect, you know, to the original plan means that I have to get rid of my DNA.
Well, I don't know about the, what I'm saying is, but you're given the circumstance that you can do it, because Hashem will take care of everything else. Big chidush. Okay?
So you're talking about a unit, one single entity. The thing is, we don't need it to be. We have a baggage. We have a family, we have people dependent. So,
no, obviously.
Can you translate that?
No, this is a theory. Right now, I'm going to get to that. But right now, this is a theory, okay? Right now, this is a theory. We already said, for everyone, the harbe, the most people in the world, have to follow the regular system. But I'm saying, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's chidush over here is that mankind can attain levels that we're not really aware of. When you look around the street, you don't even see the level. You don't see this. Shimon Bar Yochai plugged into a level that only he knew. He was able to teach us. The level still exists in this world. It's there somewhere. And somebody, there are those that can go and plug into that level. Okay? So that is the level of Shimon Bar Yochai. It's going back, at least to some degree, to what Adam HaRishon was. That's why it says, Adam, Me'amar Baburecha. The way mankind, Hashem's original plan of the world, was that people should look like Shimon Bar Yochai. That was the original plan in the world. That's what that means. Now, if we take a step further, okay, now. Okay. Now, just to go back for a second. So the day of Lag BaOmer is the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, according to Aruch HaShulchan, and that means, and it's the day that he was allowed to stay outside the cave. That means it's the day that he taught us this lesson. Shimon Bar Yochai, the day we learned this concept, we learned a new concept. That is, there's a possibility for a person to dedicate themselves completely to spiritual desires, and Hashem will take care of it theoretically, like I said, assuming that you're going to be a Shimon Bar Yochai. It's not for anybody in our generation, whatever. It's not for 100% of the people, maybe for one a generation. Okay? So now it all makes sense. What did the Chatam Sofer say? That the celebration of Lag BaOmer is that it was the day that the man began to fall. So it's unbelievable, right? If this was a day that had in it already, for whatever reason, that Hashem, it's that energy, that this is the day that Hashem reveals himself that I can take care of the world. I can take care of the world. I can take care of you. You just need to realize that it's still a possibility. If you realize it's still a possibility, then I can take care of you. And this is the concept. I created the world with this concept. It went away. I get it. We don't see it anymore. It's not for the Ravim. But at least it was revealed to us on Lag BaOmer that this level of dedication that one can have to the way the world is meant to be. Okay? Now, what I'd like to say over is that there is a sefer from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was a student of a student of the Gra. And he wrote a pirush. He writes something unbelievable. He says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael is not all or nothing. It's not, are you a Rabbi Yishmael guy or are you a Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai guy? He says that what they're really saying is that it's a sliding scale. And to the degree that you can plug in, to that degree, Hashem will take care of you. So it's not like all or nothing. Exactly. So if we would walk away saying, okay, look, I'm not eating carbs for 12 years straight, so then it's over, then I wouldn't give the class. There's no point. I mean, it's a nice idea. But the idea really is that, but there's a sliding scale. And that's the chidush. He says very beautifully, like the bitachon, he says that, he says, listen to this. An unbelievable line. Okay? I would like post this all over the place because it's really strong. He says, V'lo levad mi shetorato umanuto. It's not just someone that learns all the time. V'zachal keter Torah kemadrikat Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This is not just people that are like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Shebavadai nechshav etzlo keben. He's like Hashem's son. Hashem yizol mishulchan aviv and Hashem takes care of him. Okay? He says, and etc. Ella, afilu mi she'osek b'melacha o b'derech eretz, even someone that works for a living, lo yachshov shutachat mikra ateva, he shouldn't think that. And if he is able to the degree habitachon, and to whatever degree he's able to completely disconnect, to that degree Hashem will take care of him. So let's say a person will say, you know, I have this time in my learning in the morning, and I turn off my phone, that time I'm plugged in. So to that degree that the person can plug in, to that degree, Hashem is there now. Because now you made yourself a 1 hour a day Rav Shimon bar Yochai person. And that's also a midah.
Work is your really that you want. You have to do it. But you show that right after your work or right before your work.
Same idea.
Doesn't that convert the work to the rest?
Yeah.
Learning,
yeah.
Not just the 1 hour of the other.
Right,
you
right.
You see Rabbi Shimon the whole day?
Yeah.
Even by work?
Correct. He says, and if he misses out a little bit of time, Ela tzarich shet Torah keva. As long as his Torah is keva, he can trust in Hashem. Then he's tapping into this. He's tapping into this midah.
Isn't every avrech who's studying Kolo already Shimon bar Yochai?
Well, I would love to think so.
But why wouldn't? Meaning,
no,
for the money.
No, I know. But. Trust me, I was in Lakewood for 11 years, and many of my friends were like that. You know, but you have to be willing to give something up. What happens is, and the Avrachim that we know that are willing to do that, for sure. Yeah, it cannot be somebody that is not willing to give up on their lifestyle. Exactly.
Do that. I don't know.
Correct.
They're getting $600 or $1,000 a month. You're giving up your lifestyle.
Correct.
You're saying you're materialistic era.
No.
So why wouldn't anybody?
Correct. It's a level of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. You're plugging into that.
I think in this individual, and obviously we're not talking about anybody in particular, I think, yes, we have these individuals around us, and in all these cities and communities we work, but I think this individual, beyond doing that, he needs to not be anguished.
He has to be proud of what he's doing.
That individual is anguished, or like have this thought in his mind that I'm depriving myself and I could, then you're like mama, but then you're annoying the effort and your ikat. And I think, I mean, I know a few of them, I know this environment, and I know that there is a thing. People that are doing it, mama, so you have questions, and I wish I was doing what they're doing, but they have serious concerns, and they're affected by their economics and their finances.
If a person is proud of what they're doing, they need to pay their bills, I'm saying.
Right.
People need to pay bills, so they're going to pay their bills. But a person, you're right, a person, there's two points. A is a person can expect that someone else should maintain their lifestyle that they really want. They have to be willing to give up, which like you're saying. I'm not, I agree with you. And number two is, I guess how would I describe what you're saying? I mean, you have to be fully in. Look. Nowadays, I think it depends where you are, okay? If there's a cultural pressure to do it, or you have no choice, you have no jobs, there's nothing for you to do, which may be the case maybe in Israel and other places. But a place like here, or a place, other places, if you don't like it, don't do it. No. There's no social reason to do it, and there's no pressure to do it, and there's opportunities to go do it. So the people that are doing it in places like that are fully in. There's no reason for them not to be.
I think what he's saying, I remember him saying there was an avret that wanted to marry a girl, and he went to Gadol Ador, and he says, she's willing to sacrifice, and she's willing to sacrifice for this. He kept saying it over and over, and when he left, he says, break it off. So what do you mean? She's willing to sacrifice for Torah and then for me to learn forever.
If she said
sacrifice, that's not the right one for you. That's pretty much what he's saying.
No matter what it takes, I'll do it.
Meaning, right. I want it,
and
like,
and
oh, I'm martyring myself
right,
to do it.
Right. I mean, right, that's part of this thing, by the way, is that you see the simcha of the people. It's like the happiest people in the world.
And the rabbi was saying how the avrachim sit on the floor, on the front, and like even if you're a rabbi, you're in the stadium.
Yeah. It's like, the one time you get to focus on this. Yeah.
Right.
It's the avrachim. But that's the idea. So what I really like about this idea is that I think it's another aspect of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that's a little bit, it's a musar, it's a real thing. It's something that we can plug into. It's an idea. Shimon Bar Yochai's Yahrzeit was the day that he revealed to us this concept. Nobody else, Rav Shimon, you know, you do your best, make your money, work and do everything you can. Why? Because we live in the post Adam Arishon era. So Shimon Bar Yochai is saying, don't give up on humanity. Don't give up on humanity. Humanity was created to be a spirit, to be connected completely. And he went all the way. He went all the way that Hashem basically kept him alive on nothing. You know, and that was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's level. And past him, there's nobody that could do that. But the level is there, and he taught us this idea that this is what we're supposed to be striving to. And right, so we can't do that. We can't do that. But right, but to that degree, that it's possible. To that degree, we're able to still look at it as an ideal.
Another question on the Gemara that we learned together is when it says that, you know, Shemachana Karim, other people are going to do the work for you. What about people who do like a service, a doctor? Obviously, there's many doctors that they own offices and everybody does work for them, right? But let's just say they're a practicing professional.
Well, again,
how would that Lamaze work? There's somebody who's committed to Torah, but they work with their hands. Right.
Well, I guess what you're saying. You become higher in the business, and you just get the returns, and you're good.
Rabbi, that's assuming, you see, all of the things that when I see this, because I think that I know a lot of different professions, and, you know, it seems like it's dealing with here, like
landowners.
People who would do business, like we're like business people.
Right.
They would just like, you know, I'll sell you this, I'll trade that.
Yeah.
But when you go into like services or things like that, would that change? And is this cracking the code when a person's looking to get into a profession? What he shouldn't get into. We should be doing things backwards. Well, what people do is, what do you want to do when you grow up?
How am I going to achieve these?
Am I going to a profession that says makom for bracha that I could, you know?
Because what it means is that when you say, I want to be a this, it means that that's what your lead is. But if you say, hold on a minute, I want to go like this, I have to kind of work backwards.
Okay. I mean, again, so you get into the business part of your industry, and then you can almost always find a way to step out.
I never understood that. I'm sorry. You have to choose a channel for God to give you the bracha, right? Or the you're limiting Hashem by saying, if I choose this channel, it'll come to me.
Yeah, I think that in everywhere you go, there's room for bracha, as long as you're open to it.
Any number of ways, right? Regardless of which channel you pick.
Yeah, but
you have to limit Hashem, right?
I mean, it's not limited, but time out. There's another Gemara. I think it's in Kiddushin also that tells you one of the last Mishnayot that tells you the trade you're supposed to teach your children and the ones you're not supposed to. So why would it say that? Hashem can give it to you anywhere.
No, but I think that's also that the Chumash Tavavot says. I think what he said, I think. Right, it could be that the
Chumash.